From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak in our studio with another new show. Is homelessness now a California disaster? Last Wednesday, California's governor ordered agencies and governments across the state to find housing. Then on Friday, he outlined $1.5 billion of new money for housing and homelessness in his proposed state budget. Yesterday, Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, as co-chair of a statewide task force on homelessness, formally proposed a mandate that he had talked about with us on Insight in mid-December. So here's a bit of what he said then.
What I am calling for is a legally enforceable government mandate that government bring people under a roof, with an emphasis on permanent housing, but navigation centers and shelters as necessary.
The mayor's question at that point was, why is everything we do with homelessness voluntary and optional? The task force now wants voters to decide the mandate in November with a ballot measure, and Mayor Steinberg is with me in the studio to continue this conversation. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Happy New Year to you, Beth.
So we have emergency funding, governor's executive orders, a mandate being proposed. I use the word disaster. Is this disaster response?
I think it is disaster response. And look, I think we have a governor, first time in my memory, who is leading with every tool at his disposal around the issues of homelessness and mental illness. And there is a tremendous opportunity here to, if not fix this, to begin to change the nature of this problem. I'm very excited about it.
You told us in December that you believe that 80% or so of the homeless people who are unsheltered, would come in with a mandate and with a place to go, and that there should be an obligation on the individual for the other 20%, that perhaps that's a group of people that needs a different assistance or other options.
You know, I do believe that, but it's a matter of sequence here. I don't think we get to that question, frankly, until every level of government has stepped up pursuant to a legal mandate and built the capacity to actually bring people home, to bring people under a roof. Because right now, we can offer people some shelter and some beds and some housing, but there isn't the sense of urgency. There isn't the requirement to collaborate across jurisdictional lines. There is no requirement to spend the existing money we have with greater dispatch to get the money out the door. And what we're calling for at all levels of government is for bringing people in to be a mandate, not an option. Name any other area of major public policy where what government does is purely optional. We don't say that it's optional to set up public schools. We don't say it's optional to meet renewable energy standards. We mandate it because it's important.
Thank you. And I'm going to refer people to our conversation in December for more about that point. I do want to get to the proposal made yesterday. One of the recommendations is to create a single point of authority for homelessness in state government. There is a reaction statement from the California State Association of Counties that again looks at itself as part of the leadership or a leader in tackling the crisis. And to the idea of a mandate, their response was, a legally enforceable mandate can only work with clarity of who's obligated to do what and what new sustainable resources will fund it. That's the ticket for clear expectations and accountability. Is a tug of war possible here in terms of who's going to take the lead and make the key decisions?
Well, I agree with what the counties are saying. And in fact, our report says that we need to spend the next year identifying the roles and responsibilities of every level of government, because frankly, a lot of it is unclear. You have counties who are the health and human services agencies. You have cities where a lot of the problem actually resides. You have the state of California that funds a lot of the health and human services programs. But frankly, there is not enough collaboration. That's the word that I use.
And the question of sustainable resources is a very real one, too.
And I believe this problem needs more money. But I also believe it's a systems problem, that until we show that the existing money is getting out with as much urgency and focus as it should, until we show that jurisdictions are working across their boundaries to work in a regional manner to address the problem in that way, until we are actually committed to meeting specific targets and specific objectives, it's going to be harder to make the case for more money. Once we do that and we see the gaps, and there will be gaps, that's what makes the case for more money.
So there are some specifics in your proposal. The legislature would have to agree by June 25th to put this on the ballot, and then it would be a constitutional amendment on the November ballot. If I understand right, no other state has this particular type of mandate. So I imagine that your group has done polling in California to see what the citizen or voter reaction is to this type of measure.
So there has been extensive polling around the original concept that I put forward, which was the right to shelter. This is different. It's not shelter, because we put an emphasis on permanent housing and services. Shelter is necessary. It's not a legal right for the individual. Instead, it's a government mandate to actually get aggressive timetables to reduce its unsheltered homeless population. The right to shelter, when we pulled that, pulled off the charts. It was in the 70s, and I would expect that this mandate would pull off the charts as well, because you cannot argue against accountability and better performance on a matter of this urgency.
I'm talking with Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. He's also the co-chair of the statewide task force on homelessness. He knows at this point we're going to expand this conversation. And on the phone to join us is Stockton's Mayor Michael Tubbs. Mayor Tubbs, glad to have you with us today.
It's great to be in conversation about the most important issues with two of the most important voices of California. So thank you for having me.
Well, Stockton has increased its state funding as part of the Big 13 coalition. What do you think of these new ideas from both the governor and, in the case of the task force, the mandate?
Well, both these ideas really point to the fact that we have a crisis, an epidemic on our hands. And that's going to require creative out-the-box thinking and bold solutions to really tackle the issue of housing affordability, and homelessness in our great state. And I think the point is that for us to be a golden state, the point is that for us to be the site of the resistance, for us to be a picture of what America should be, we have to find a way to make sure people have adequate shelter and housing and affordable housing. So I think the proposals from the task force that Mayor Steinberg co-chairs with Supervisor Ridley Thomas, in terms of putting something before the voters, in terms of a mandate to ensure that local localities and counties and states are actually doing something to reduce homelessness, is a good one. And I think the thoughts from others around making sure there's appropriate resources to make sure that folks are able to address the issue of homelessness is also definitely a needed conversation. And then we probably also have to figure out what to do to build relationships with the federal government, because some of their funds are going to be needed as well. But it's definitely an idea whose time has come, that we have to find a way to figure out how to mandate that we reduce homelessness in our cities and counties, but also how do we help get folks into the shelters. And maybe, and I wouldn't be opposed to a discussion about a right to shelter conversation as well.
Well, it's interesting.
So there's enough shelter space and housing for everyone. So then if enforcement becomes necessary, there's actual legal precedent to do that.
It's interesting to bring up the federal government. That's a separate point of conversation and consternation for the state. But Mayor Tubbs, what's the number of homeless, unsheltered people that San Joaquin or the city of Stockton are dealing with? What are you looking at as a population?
For the county, in our point in time count, it's around 1,700 individuals. I'm understanding it's a point in time count, which means it's at least 1,700 individuals, but there's probably more. And what we've seen, and we thank the governor and Mayor Steinberg for the leadership, is that cities like Stockton now are getting direct allocations of funds to address the issue, in addition to counties and continuums of care. So we're working very closely with our county. We're working very closely with our continuum of care to really put forth a strategy That's not just shelters. I think shelters are important. I think temporary housing is important. I think sprung shelters and navigation centers are important. But the issue with homelessness is housing. So while we do all the shelters, we've expanded our winter shelter capacity this past year, we also have to have an eye towards how do we build permanent supportive housing, how do we build more affordable housing, and how do we make sure we protect tenants so they're not evicted, so they're not facing large rent increases. So that's the conversation we've been having locally. Like, yes, shelters are important. Yes, we need to increase shelter capacity. But to really address the issue of homelessness, we also have to have a conversation about how do you make sure there's enough affordable housing for everyone who lives in our community, and how do we build permanent supportive housing units for folks who may need a little more help.
So by comparison, Sacramento County at that point in time count was at 5,570 people who are homeless or unsheltered. I understand that long-term goal, but to each of you, the governor's executive order said right now, get people out looking for vacant buildings, vacant land. He's talking about medical tents, FEMA trailers. Is something happening, Mayor Steinberg, in terms of an urgency?
Oh, of course. This is a matter of great urgency in the city of Sacramento. Within the first half of the year, we will have access Caltrans property under the freeway to build a 100-bed sprung shelter. We're building a women's shelter out in Meadowview. We've got Capitol Park Hotel. We're going to experiment with many efficiency homes at a site in North Sacramento. And so 2020, I refer to it as it's go time. We've laid the foundation over the last couple of years, raising a lot of money. I chaired the Big 13, and I'm so glad that Stockton is now part of that coalition because Mayor Tubbs is a great leader, and they deserve to be part of that. We brought down millions of state dollars, raised a lot of private money. The city has put forward general fund dollars around this problem. This is the year where we actually create what I believe will be a net of about an additional 700 beds. If we can get people through those beds with the right kind of intensive services, two or three times a year cohorts, that's 1,400, 2,000 people we can get off the streets a year. You begin impacting that point in time count number.
Mayor Tubbs, that Big 13 coalition, I think, was important for your region because it increased your state funding, if I have the numbers right, from essentially $0 to $6.5 million, correct? And I assume that goes toward long-term solutions. So answer that, but also tell me what you're doing in the emergency short term, very specifically.
Oh, no, not a problem at all. So first, thank you, Chair Steinberg, and the rest of the Big 13 Mayors Coalition, because your leadership and advocacy and allowing Stockton to be part of the conversation moved us from zero to $6.5 million, which is actually resources to do both short and long-term things, but to also put dollars to our strategic plan and to make projects pencil out, like a veteran homeless project we want to do in collaboration with the county. In terms of what we're doing immediately, absolutely, this past winter, the city and county partnered together to increase our winter shelter capacity by 50%. So adding 100 more beds to our emergency shelter spaces. We're working with the shelter now to identify a site for a navigation center or sprung structure type of tent, hoping to have that open spring, early summer. And then we're also working with a group called Home Base that's really coordinating between the city, the county, and the entire region in terms of what are some of the short-term things we can do and the long-term things. We've partnered with Caltrans to pilot a homelessness to work program so that for individuals who are experiencing homelessness, they have an opportunity to have a job with Caltrans. And that's partnered with an organization, the community started called Ready to Work, which provides folks with the services they need to get on their feet and transition from homelessness. So we're doing everything we can and then some. But we also are doing a bunch of stuff around tenant protection. So
Mayor Tubbs, can I ask you if somebody is going to be touched or reached by these programs, is it dependent on someone connected to a county or city to find that person and bring them into the system, or does it also happen the other way, where someone is looking and finds that there's a program?
Absolutely, Beth. I think it's both and, right? I think there's definitely a need for a strong outreach component because a lot of the folks who are experiencing homelessness have had adverse relationships are with government. Usually when they interact with government, it's cops moving them on or being moved from one homeless encampment to another. So the outreach worker component is super important. And luckily for us in Stockton and in the county, we have great staff members at the shelters and nonprofits who spend time every day building relationships with folks who are in the tents, in the encampments, for them to trust that the services they receive will actually help them. And then on the flip side, you have a lot of people who are homeless, but not because they want to be homeless, who are homeless because they can't afford rent, because they've been evicted, because of health care, et cetera. And a lot of those folks are calling my office, calling the shelter each and every day around, hey, can I get a space in the shelter? Or, hey, is there someone that will take my Section 8 voucher? Or, hey, is there somewhere in transitional housing I could go to? So we're also doing our best to build enough to accommodate those folks as well.
All right, Mayor Steinberg, I do want to note that in the year before the current governor took office, according to a report last week by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, California's homeless population had jumped 16%. And that's where everybody's getting this figure of over 150,000 in the state. During that same time across the country, the increase was 3% compared to 16. So you've been studying this issue every which way. Getting away from the statistics, what's gone on?
I think the major factor is the cost of housing in California. There's no question when you break it down by county and by region, that is the single largest contributing factor. When you add to that the issues of mental health and of substance abuse, specifically methamphetamine, which is really the problem that plagues us here in Sacramento and elsewhere around homelessness, and the fact that California has good weather. I think it's that combination which has made California's problem worse. But we have to also recognize in our state that while we are making huge efforts, and there's a lot of good work going on and a lot of people getting help, by the way, that our systems themselves that are responsible can work more effectively, that we can no longer afford to have separate funding streams for housing and mental health and substance abuse. We can no longer afford to have cities and counties not working as true partners.
Of the approach to wildfires now in the state, where the network has brought in agencies from every sector,
Which gets back to the mandate, because if it is required, all of the actors, all of those in charge will have to act differently.
Can I pause you there?
Yes.
Mayor Tubbs, what would that mean for you? If there is a mandate, how would your city under your leadership act differently than it is right now?
Not to toot our own horn, I don't think we would necessarily act differently, because I think since I've been mayor, Stockton has been very aggressively understanding that we have a legal, not just a legal, but a moral mandate to do something around homelessness. I do think it would help compel some neighboring cities and some other government agencies to do a little bit more, so it would definitely be a helpful, useful tool. But whether or not there's a legal mandate, while I'm mayor of Stockton, we will continue to address and figure out ways to reduce the number of individuals who are homeless in our community.
Okay, and a final question, Mayor Tubbs, and I thank you for your time. 1 year from now, January of 2021, if you and I and the mayor of Sacramento are having this conversation, how's the conversation going to be different?
The conversation is going to be different, particularly in Stockton, because we have had a strategic plan already completed. And I could point to you in terms of the outcomes we're measuring, the metrics are going to point to our success and tell you with the $6.5 million we received from the state, where did that money go in addition to what the city has doing with its own general fund. So you'll hear some of the stuff we talked about today in terms of expanding emergency shelter. You'll hear a conversation around a couple of permanent supportive housing things for homeless veterans we were able to complete. You also hear a vision kind of for the future in terms of where we're going to be in 2022, because as you know, a problem this big is not going to be solved totally in 1 year, but in 1 year we'll have some progress to report.
Okay, you know I'm going to hold you to that. And if your number right now is 1,700 needing housing and shelter, what do you think that number will be a year from now?
Ideally zero. So a number between zero and 1,700 is all I can answer.
Okay. All right. Mayor Tubbs, always great to have you on Insight. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Same question to you. Where are we in a year? And what does the number in Sacramento County look like, Mayor Steinberg?
Well, in a year, we will have hundreds of additional beds. We will have a lot more capacity, and thus we'll have the ability to do the right kind of outreach and bring people in. And will people feel the difference? I think it depends on whether or not our efforts around prevention and early intervention are also successful, because there's another half of this problem. The easier part may be actually getting people off the streets. The harder part may be preventing people from becoming homeless. And that's where I hope that the rent stabilization ordinance in the city, the state rent stabilization law, the housing trust fund we're establishing in Sacramento to actually build more efficiency housing and affordable housing will help prevent people from becoming homeless.
Thank you for your time and for these ongoing conversations, and Happy New Year to you in all that's ahead.
A lot of good things to talk about this year. Thank you, Beth.
That is Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. You can find links to a number of stories and sources on the subject of statewide homelessness at capradio.org/insight. A programming note for you: NPR does not have broadcast rights to carry tonight's Democratic debate from Des Moines, Iowa. It is a CNN Des Moines Register-sponsored debate. It does begin at 6 p.m. here in the West, and there are six candidates, including Californian Tom Steyer. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station. Up next, Inside San Quentin for a lesson about journalism.